with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump wants to extend federal control over the Washington, D.C. Police Department. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's takeover of the D.C. police under the Home Rule Act allows him to do so under emergency circumstances for up to 30 days. But he says that won't be long enough.
We're going to be asking for extensions on that, long-term extensions, because you can't have 30 days.
He expects unanimous support from Republican lawmakers and says any congressional action could serve as a model for other U.S. cities in clamping down on crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The legal battle between Ken Paxton and Beto O'Rourke ratchets up in the Texas redistricting standoff.
Earlier this month, a judge in Tarrant County District Court granted the Attorney General's request for a temporary restraining order to bar O'Rourke and his nonprofit from raising money for or paying for the expenses of quorum-breaking Texas House members. On Tuesday, Paxton asked Judge Megan O'Fahey to hold O'Rourke in contempt of court for continuing to fundraise, pointing to an August 9th rally in Dallas, where the former congressman and one-time presidential candidate continued to solicit donations. The court set a temporary injunction hearing for August 19th. I'm Jennifer King.
A Texas school bus carrying more than 40 students rolled over after veering off a rural road on the first day of class, injuring multiple students. Austin Travis County Emergency Medical Services Assistant Chief Kevin Parker said during a news conference Wednesday that at least three people sustained severe or even life-threatening injuries. The bus had 42 children on board, and the driver was among 12 people who were transported to hospitals. On Wall Street, the Dow by 463 points, the NASDAQ rose 31. This is SRN News. A victory for girls in Idaho.
A U.S. district court has ruled the state can enforce a new law that bars males from female bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. The court found that the Boise High School Sexuality and Gender Alliance, quote, failed to meet its burden because it is unlikely to succeed on its claims since the state has outlined a legitimate government interest, privacy, related to the action it took. Similar laws in other states have also been challenged. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates warn Muslim terrorists may soon be running a de facto country of their own in northern Nigeria. Deadly attacks on Christians have been taking place in the region for decades, but fighters from outside the country are moving in now, and the tempo of attacks has increased. International Christian Concern warns local residents say the strategy appears aimed at exhausting the remaining population. The Nigerian government appears to be ignoring the crisis. SRN News. Shopping for school supplies has become both easier and more complicated.
The websites of major retail chains generate lists of recommended items by schools and grade, allowing parents to shop with a click. Some schools partner with vendors to sell pre-made boxes of student essentials. Despite these conveniences, many families start shopping months before Labor Day to find the best deals. One market research company estimates back-to-school spending in the U.S. will reach $33.3 billion from June through August. John Scott reporting.
Homeowners are cashing in on years of home equity gains, even as mortgage rates remain stubbornly high. Cash-out refinancing hit a nearly three-year high from April to June, according to ICE Mortgage Technology. In a cash-out refinance, homeowners borrow more than they owe and pocket the difference. More details at srnnews.com.